Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, man.
All right, thanks for calling. First off, where are you calling from?
My home.
Out there in San Ynez, I believe?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, well, you're not too far away.
Nope. I've been up there all the time. As a matter of fact, I buy fuel up there. I get the biodiesel from San Luis delivered down here.
Oh, all right. Well, David, you've got your tour starting here in California in just a matter of days. And, of course, you're going to be at the Vina Robles Amphitheater in Paso Robles on April 25th. And, well, I'll cheat a little bit. My wife yesterday said, well, I'm going to talk to David Crosby. And she says, well, why is he still doing it? I mean, you're over 75. And I said, well, hey, that's a good question. Now, let me ask David.
I'm still doing it because I really love doing it, man. I love singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never sing anything the same way twice. So every time I sing, it's like having my own rocket ship. I'm going somewhere unknown, and I'm inventing it on the fly. And it's really fun. I love talking to people. I love singing to people. I love taking them on an emotional voyage. I love songs. I love being in a band. I love all that stuff. Being on the road is kind of hard on you, you know, because you don't get enough sleep and you eat bad food in restaurants and no home cooking and, you know, it beats you down. But the singing part, man, the 2 or 3 hours you're singing, that's just complete joy to me. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it.
You know, yeah, you've been on the road, you've been singing for all this time, and, well, you sound great. How's your health, and what's a guy your age do to maintain your health, especially touring?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of health challenges. I had a liver transplant because of Hep C, and then they cured the Hep C. I'm diabetic, but I manage it pretty well. And, I feel great. I don't look all that great anymore. but I feel great. And as long as I can sing well, I think I want to keep doing it. I just can't imagine not doing it.
Mm-hmm. The tour is billed as David and Friends. Who are the friends?
CPR, Crosby, PVR, and Raymond, the same guys.
Mm-hmm.
My son, James Raymond, is the producer on this new record, which is called Sky Trails.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be playing keyboards. And then Jeff PVR will be playing guitar. Stevie DeStanislau, our drummer, and my favorite drummer. Will be playing drums. He's now finished for the year working for David Gilmour. So he'll be doing that. And then a bass player that we found from, of all places, Estonia, a jazz bass player. Her name is Mai, M-A-I, Agan, A-J-A-N. And she's one of the best bass players I've ever heard in my life. Spectacular. She's got her own jazz band in Scandinavia and plays all the time. She's a really fine player, really good composer, really... We wrote a really good song for this record together. She's a very, very wonderful girl.
Okay, and for those listening, Estonia, one of the Baltic states,
mm-hmm.
former member of the Soviet Union, but yeah, on their own now.
Well, unwillingly, yeah. It's
yeah.
Right next to Latvia. Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia are right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that high school geography paid off just to know that. Yeah. All right, the sound of the David Crosby shows, is it kind of... Some of your later albums have been a little bit, they've called it stripped down. What can we expect from the live experience?
They said that about the Lighthouse record, which was me and Michael League from Snarky Puppy.
Right.
And Becca Stevens and Michelle Willis, two really good singer-songwriter ladies. And that was primarily an acoustic record, and that show, the Lighthouse Band show, is very much an acoustic thing with little bits of electric in it. This, the way my son and I do it, James and I, is very full band, very much different approach. It's we use horns a lot. We use full band. It's a bigger, richer sound. And we occasionally do something. Well, I'm doing Joni Mitchell's song, Amelia, which I've always wanted to sing because it's so good. And that's pretty much just me and James. But I think it's a bigger, fuller, you know, more band sound. I mean, it's really fun being in two bands, I got to tell you, because I can explore in different directions, and I really like that.
And well, obviously, you've been in other bands, you know, playing with those other guys. I'm guessing we can hear some of the old, some of the new, and some of the in between.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll definitely hear some CPR stuff that we're gonna resurrect because it was some of the best stuff I ever wrote with James. You're gonna hear stuff from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Crosby, Nash, solo, and you'll hear most of the stuff on this new record, Sky Trail.
Again, talking with David Crosby. He's going to be at Vina Robles Amphitheater on April 25th, and I know you've done some interacting thanks to the internet. You're a real fan of Twitter, huh?
Yeah, I have a lot of fun on there, actually. I mean, I get in trouble. I got in a lot of trouble when he said Trump was a walking intelligence-free zone. And I got in trouble when he said that Kanye West was a complete poser and couldn't write, sing, or play. I got assaulted a lot for that. I really enjoyed that.
But now, come on, be honest. That's the reaction you're kind of looking for, isn't it?
Well, I really wasn't looking for a reaction. I was just pissed, you know, because okay. He did this thing at that huge festival in England where he did Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen.
Right.
And he can't sing for that, man. And Freddie Mercury may have been queer as a $3 bill, but he could sing.
And you said as much, I guess.
I said, absolutely. Because he came off afterwards and said he was the greatest living rock star.
Oh, God.
To which I replied, would somebody please drive him over to Stevie Wonder's house?
Something, yeah. Anybody, yeah. There's a long list there.
Especially, wow. Yeah, I think Stevie's probably the best of anybody.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, and also buy him a set of Ray Charles records so he can learn how to sing.
Yeah, I don't get. Obviously, he hasn't listened to anybody but maybe himself. But before we get too far off track, of course, your songs and lyrics obviously have been no stranger to politics. Is there anything? Do you infuse any politics into your live act?
Yeah, more on the level of being the song that does it the best is a song called "What Are Their Names," which calls into question, you know. How things are being run by corporations buying our Congress and getting whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been singing that one for many years. That's probably might be one of the oldest songs that we'll sing. But, you know, there's another one that's on this record called Capital that's about Congress.
Right.
And it is highly critical. And we are definitely going to sing that.
You're worried about surveillance or...
I'm not worried about a damn thing.
Well, that's my other thing. You know, given your years, even though you seem young at heart, what's your philosophy or what's your attitude towards like the music and touring and just being out there? Are you just having fun?
I love it, man. I love singing. I love singing and playing. I love being in a band. I love it. I love doing it by myself. I love doing it with the James and the big band. And I love doing it with the Lighthouse band. I have a blast. The other 22 hours a day are a little tough because, you know, you're eating crap food. There's no home cooking and you never get enough sleep and it beats you up.
Yeah,
it beats you up. You're tired all the time.
There's no glamour. Not the glamour or the sheen has kind of gone off of that at least.
Yeah, no, touring is tough. And I used to be able to have a lot more stamina than I do now. So it beats me up, but the couple hours on stage, man, it's just total goddamn joy.
Yeah, you're out there on your little island, your comfort zone, your safe zone.
Well, I'm doing what I was supposed to do.
That's a good way of looking at it. All right, well, thanks for the time, David. This one last thing, I know you're probably more of a day-to-day guy, but what's the future going to hold for David? Obviously, there's the tour, but beyond that, have you looked at all? Or?
Yeah, I think the next thing I'm going to do, God willing, I'm going to, if the creek don't rise, I'm going to do another record with Michael League, which will be him, he and I and Becca and Michelle writing together and recording as a four of us rather than them on my record.
Oh, okay. So
it'll be a four of us record.
Collaboration.
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck on the tour, and thanks for taking the time, David.
My pleasure, man.